from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sixton Sports Radio. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens on a Friday morning, baby.
Woo!
God, I'm depressed.
You're depressed?
Dude,
Why are you depressed?
Dude, I don't want to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it. Let's address the elephant in the room.
Well, hang on a second here, because I think I've got the cure for your depression. Tell me why you're depressed first.
Because yesterday I was informed that my favorite band of all time is canceling their concert tonight at T-Mobile.
Oh, my goodness.
I had tons of plans. I was going to pierce my lip. I was going to go get my old Atticus T-shirt to see if it fit. Probably doesn't.
Probably not.
And I was ready to go.
All right.
I was listening to Blink-182 all week.
Is that what you were doing, getting geared up for the show?
Yeah, I do it every time.
Getting all lathered up,
When Bruce came to town, the entire week I listened to every album and the new album.
All right.
When Chris Stapleton came to town, I listened to every single song on every single album.
What about when Chris Gaines came to town?
I listened to the one song and the one album.
Okay.
And then Blink-182 says, yesterday, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do our shows in Kansas City or St. Louis.
Oh, no.
And then they said, see you next time.
Oh, so they didn't even reschedule.
No.
Did you get a refund yet?
Yeah, no, because my buddy bought the tickets. He goes, when they hit the account, I'll send them to you. I said, are you struggling that much?
Yeah, right.
Are you struggling that much? Right. You can't just go ahead and send me back my $200?
Yeah.
Can't send me my $200?
Not going to get back to you. You know when you're going to get that money, right? Like after the first of the year, they're going to sit on that and make all sorts of interest.
No, we're going to give him a text. Me and another buddy who split the tickets with this guy, we're going to give him a text today.
Oh, you bought him on the secondary market?
No, he bought him, and then we Venmo'd
him. Yeah, right.
And then he said, well, I'll Venmo you back once it hits, once I get my refund.
Right, that's fair.
No,
I think that's fair. You know, you should
send me
get
the
your money.
You just keep it.
No, I don't think it works that way.
Send me the money.
No.
And then you get the refund, you keep it.
I don't think it works that way. I don't think that works that way.
I was sad because they're not coming back. I don't think they'll ever come back to Kansas City. I don't think so.
All right.
I know they're putting together a deluxe album.
Ooh, I like a deluxe burger with lettuce, tomato, and fries.
And cheese.
And cheese.
And
not a brioche.
So the brioche. This is the anti-brioche. This is like potato bread topic. And the problem is one of their band members has had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer's no joke. Right. I don't know if it'll reoccur. I don't know what his strength or his availability will be. And then you just never know with bands. They could just be like, yeah, we did one more tour, and it's over. So all my Friday plans are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Plan on going downtown, having some drinks, seeing the city, then going to the concert, coming home. And so now, probably go to happy hour and celebrate what was yesterday's information.
Yeah,
so.
Yesterday's information and the information that I think is going to get you from being underpressed.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome. Full time, Dusty. And I'm just glad that you are finally here. We can finally talk about you being the new co-host of this show,
yeah,
and how excited I am. Because when Josh left, I'm not going to lie, it was a, it was 14 years, bro. Like, the only relationship I've been in longer was with my wife. And as soon as he decided that he was leaving, there was one person that I had in mind to fill that seat where you're sitting right now, and that was Chris Russo. And then he wasn't available. And so then we decided, what are we going to do about it? But no, in all seriousness, Dusty was the only person I wanted in this role. He is the perfect fit for filling in for Josh. He's the perfect fit for me. And I think that's very important as well, because you got to have chemistry, you know, when you do something like this. And we've known each other forever, right? And
yeah.
And so that's the part that I wanted. Like, Dusty and I know each other. We've done shows together. We get each other. It's going to be an amazing fit. We're not looking at anybody else. This is what I want to do. I want Dusty. I want Dusty. I want Dusty. And they listened, and we got Dusty. And so I'm very excited. And I know I've gotten a lot of great feedback on you from people who a lot of times are real critical, you know, like my mother.
Oh, no.
My mother's like, I loved it. Like, out of nowhere yesterday, I really love Dusty. I'm really excited that you get to work with him. I'm like, my goodness, my gosh, my mom is who loved Josh, right? So that's like, love Josh more than she loved me. I think everybody loved Josh more than they loved me. But that was, you know, coming from my mom. And so I was very pleased to see that. A lot of other people as well have reached out and said, really like Dusty, like what he's doing. And I couldn't be more excited to be moving forward to an FM radio station with you as my co-host. And Mac as well has been great. I mean, you two guys have been freaking unbelievable, man. Like hasn't missed a beat on this show. And I'm very grateful for both of you and Mac and Dusty. You've been great additions to this show for me as well. And, you know, it was like weird when Josh left. Like, I don't know what we're going to do. It's going to be so weird. I don't know how it's going to work. And we've hit the ground running. And I'm really, really excited to be moving forward with both of you guys. And Dusty, I couldn't be more proud of you. And you worked your ass off and worked your ass off and worked your ass off. And I don't know, worked your ass off. And, you know, you got the opportunity. And so for those who don't believe that hard work eventually pays off, Dusty is living proof that hard work does eventually pay off. And I'm super excited to be moving forward with you. You're a talented individual. You're fun. You get it. You know, you like the sports, but you also like life and all that other kind of stuff. And so I'm just really, really excited for the direction that we're headed as a radio station and the direction that I'm headed and the direction that we're headed together, you know, as a show. And so I'm stoked, man. Like, I am really, really, really fired up. And, you know, from day one, as soon as Josh, you know, that word got out, I called Dusty. I'm like, I want him. I want you. You know, I feel like in My Cousin Vinny, when you have the bad lawyer and then Vinny, and they go, I want him. Like, there was no question in my mind who I wanted to sit next to me for the next 14 years. So welcome, finally. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you very much. No, I appreciate that. You know, I think it always goes back to, I think I did like a week of shows with you guys when our boss now is your producer. And I think it was afterwards, I think you sent me a text and you were like, anything you need, I'll help you with, because you're talented, you're fun, and I know that you enjoy this, but you're going to have to like go through some BS, but let me know what you need. And I appreciate that. Obviously, the listeners, after hours, all that sort of stuff. I don't know where that's going, but I know where we're going, and I know that we're going in the right direction, and I'm ready to have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the number one question, I think the top three questions I get are always in this order. What time do you get up in the morning?
Right.
4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it. I love it. It's me.
We'll talk to you in a month.
Yeah, I really do. I love it because it's at Quick Trip. If I have to go there, it's me and everybody else is wearing a neon green or a neon orange shirt.
Yeah. Yep, because everybody's going to work,
right,
man. Yeah.
The second question is, so what are you going to do with the rest of your day?
I hate that question because people just think like we just get in here and talk about, you know, things that are going on. We do a 4-hour radio show. This is our break in the day.
Right.
The other 20 hours are spent preparing the radio show, and people who don't seemingly understand that, and that's fine. I don't understand what most people do for their job, but there's a lot of work that goes into producing a good radio show and a great radio show like we are, the best in the city, none better when it comes to morning sports radio. So we are the best. And And I will say this, a lot of work does go into that. And I hear from people all the time, you guys make it sound so easy. And that's because of all the work that we do put in constantly all day back and forth with Mac and everybody, man. It's like, it's a work in progress as the day goes along. And so what you're going to do with the rest of your day, you're going to prepare for the show for the next day is what I always tell people. They go, wow, really? I go, yeah.
And then I would say the third thing I get asked is, what's it like working with Bob? And I'm like, easy. Like, it's great. They're like, yeah, well, he's just done it for so long. And like, you've done nights and now he does mornings. How does that collab work? And I'm like, just tune
like
in.
Like a fine wine, yeah, like, man. Like, we're a red blend, you know? You get a little of this, a little of that. You create something good, and it works. And I will say, you know, we've talked about it, like, off the air a lot, too, about, like, the different generations. And I had somebody say that to me yesterday. I went to lunch with a friend of mine. She goes, I really like this different generation thing. She's like, it hits everybody. Like, Mac in his 20s, you in his 30s, Dusty in his 30s, and you pushing 70. And I'm like, yeah, I know. it hits all the dynamics. Like, yesterday, we had back-to-school night, like, you know, freshman orientation for the parents over at Olathe East. Shout out Olathe East principal. I don't know what your name is, but I thought you did a very nice job last night in kind of, you know, calming all the fears. And it's good to know, like, every parent has the same kind of fears going in. Like, who's my kid going to sit with at lunch? Like, for me, that's like the biggest fear that I have. Please have somebody to sit with at lunch. And so she did a really good job of, like, saying, all right, everybody has these same kind of anxieties going in. So shout out Olathe East principal. 1,400 parking spots. If you're looking for a place to park, Olathe East has 1,400 parking spots. They told us last night, very good.
Brought to you by the parking spot. Right. The parking spot. We have you covered.
So I'm in that meeting last night. You two don't have children, like the furthest thing from it. And I'm like talking about what's going on. And I'm sure the two of you are like, I have no idea what this means. But like our listeners, like, oh my God, the pickup line. You're going through the pickup line conversation because that was the largest part of the presentation for 57 minutes last night. In and out under an hour. Again, shout out Olathe East principal. But like
he gets it.
The parking thing was being brought up and everybody's got their wheels spinning and doing the whole thing. And like the parking and the pickup, once you get the kids in school, the pickup line is utter hell. And Josh, who had kids a couple older than me, was always like, here's what you do. You got to find like a house in the neighborhood behind the school and go park there. And that was the best advice ever. Cause the pickup line is just an S show, man.
Yeah.
And so they got this map and then they're using directions north, south, east, or west. Most of the people in the room don't even know what direction north is. And so, you know, it's like, it's going to be a cluster. It's going to be an absolute cluster. Yeah. It's going to be a mess.
The thing I always love about not having children one day.
Yeah.
I'll hit my stride. Mm-hmm. I'll knock three out in like a 5-year plan.
What? We knocked two out in a year. Yeah. So it can be done.
I'll play Fred Urbanus golf course, on Longview or View High Drive.
Yeah.
And on the way there, I take Third Street from my house in Lee Summit. And on the right side, about halfway there, there's a school and the pickup lane on my way home where I'm sunburnt and, you know, whatever from golf. I look to my left and it literally looks like a line to get into an amusement park. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't know if I want kids.
No, it is hell because the problem with the pickup line is everybody in the pickup line thinks they're the only one in the pickup line.
Yeah.
And the thing that like literally gives me some of the most anxiety is sitting there just watching the silver minivan Johnson County moms driving, thinking that they're the only ones that matter and they're the only kid that's getting picked up. And so they're going up on the grass, they're cutting people off, they're blocking traffic, they're shutting down roads, you know, they're throwing their pumpkin spice lattes at people. Like it is a disaster.
It's a lot of money to be thrown around
in the pickup line. It's
$9 latte.
I know, but most of it gets spilled in their silver minivan anyway when they're driving around on two wheels trying to tear through the pickup line because their kid is the only one that matters that
back
has to
it
get
up,
picked
Terry.
Up. Yeah, it's a tremendous dumpster fire.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It makes me just really want to go to Target and buy like a pack of condoms every time. I'm like, oh, you're talking to golf. Let's go get some Durex real quick. Let's make sure we get rid of this.
Yeah.
No, but thank you very much for
that. Yeah, so
you
didn't
need to do that. I didn't even know you were going to do that, by the way.
I know. That's why
nobody
I didn't
told
tell
me
you.
That.
No, there's a lot of things we
did
don't
not
tell you, right?
See that in the lead.
Yeah,
Mac.
No, because if we put that in the lead, then you're going to sit there and think about it and prepare about it. And I wanted to just kind of, you know, bring it out there. Everybody's talking about it. I got a lot of people, you know, on social media saying congratulations and whatnot.
Yeah,
and so,
for sure. And then you shared me the text from your mom. You're saying, I was like, damn, we got Miss Fesco in the house. house over here. All right, that's good. We got mom on our side.
Right.
Got Jen on our side.
Mm-hmm.
Got, we'll get more people on our side. So I'm legit excited about this, and I'm excited to ask you this question. What's worse, pickup lane people who think they're the only ones, or immediately landing on the runway and everybody stands up on the plane?
The pickup lane. The pickup lane.
If you would stand on the plane, I'm just like, where are you going,
where are you
man?
Going? Or the people that clap when the plane lands. I don't think we have
stand
many clappers.
Up and then sit back down. You're like, oh, my knees have been locked up for, 2.5 hours, but still, like, you can get them, use a restroom on the plane. Sometimes I don't even have to go pee on the plane. I just get up to walk around and walk back.
Yeah, just to get up a little
bit. I'm always walking.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of, bad people that fly, right? Like the people who take up 3 seats in the lobby with all their luggage when, people are standing, or the people who decide to take their socks and shoes off on the plane. That's really kind of ridiculous as well. And then the person who, as soon as the 10,000 feet thing goes and the ding goes and you're free to walk around the cabin, they get up and they go to the bathroom right away. Like, you just left the terminal. You should have peed before then.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody on the text line congratulating me as well. Mac, Bob, and I are excited to give you a product that you haven't had before on this morning show. Not saying anything to the past or anything to the present.
No, it's going
to
be different. It's going to be fun. And different doesn't mean bad. Different doesn't mean, my God, I don't like it. It's different. Different means, hey, we're moving in. We're moving forward. We're going to be on the FM. We're going to have some fun. And you've heard it for the last couple of weeks. I hope you guys like what you heard, because I know I have. I've been really, 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 really pleased with everything that we've done over the last couple of weeks. And so Dusty's earned this. Send him congratulations. I'm excited to have him alongside. Maybe I'll give him a little advice along the way, and we'll kind of see where he ends up. And he will keep me young, and so will Mac. And so here we go, boys. Strap in, and let's roll on a Friday. Go.
This show is on the come. I'm Dusty Likens, it's Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. It's the I-70 series this week, and it's time to kick some cartilage.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.